Hi, church. Thank you for checking in. This is a video in our series on young manhood. This one in particular might be of interest to young women as well. And of course, any of this is available and appropriate for anybody to watch. But I want to talk to young men about women. And I'm going to use the Bible for this. We're a Christian church, and we open our Bibles for everything. And you can read about this in Proverbs chapter 31. And most people know, if they've read Proverbs 31, they know that it is the chapter that's all about a godly, good wife. But there's something at the beginning that is more important, I believe, in terms of getting started on the right foot for you as a young man. And he says this in verse 3, Proverbs 31:3. It says, "Do not give your strength to women or your ways to that which destroys kings." He's talking to his son, to a young man, and so it's completely appropriate to share this with you if you are a young man. Do not give your strength to women. And he clarifies it, do not give your ways to those who destroy kings. He is not saying that women are bad, that all women are evil, or that if you shouldn't ever use your strength to serve them. He's not saying that. If you read the whole chapter, you'll get that clearly. But he is also making a very clear warning here about the kind of women that you associate with and what they should be and what they should not be. Do not give your strength to women. What this means, especially if you are a young man, is that you are going to be tempted by all kinds of women. Women are very tempting. You're going to have all sorts of temptations, good ones and wholesome ones, right? You want to be a gentleman. You want to treat women well. That's a wholesome temptation. It's a good temptation, but you're still going to need to be careful with it. And you're also going to have some temptations that are outright sinful, and you're going to need to be all the more careful with those. So young men, do not give your strength to women, the kind of women, he says, who would destroy kings. There are women out there, and there are plenty of them on TV, and you can easily figure out the kind of women that I'm referring to, that the Bible is referring to. Do not give your strength to women. There are women who will simply take what you have and give you nothing. They might be pretty, they might laugh at your jokes, but they will accomplish nothing for you. You will not be a stronger man. When you are with them, you will be a weaker man. They will sap your strength, and they will take away your manhood. Do not give your strength to women. That is the kind of woman to avoid. And what this might mean, there's a few ways that this might come out. This might come out, you might be single. You might not even have a girlfriend. You might have never had a girlfriend. And yet, you might constantly be thinking about different girls. And I want to ask her out. Or I did ask her out, and she said no. Or I wonder how I can get these girls to like me. I wonder when I'll ever have a girlfriend. I don't think I will. You're giving your strength to a made-up woman in that case. You're obsessing over her. Maybe she's real, but you're obsessing over her. She's not actually your wife. She's not actually even your girlfriend. She hasn't even gone on a single date with you, and you are obsessing over her. Do not give your strength. Do not give your obsessions. Do not give your mind. Do not give yourself to women. If you want to ask her out, ask her out. If she says yes, go have a good time and be a Christian gentleman for her and show her what a Christian gentleman is like. And if she likes it, you can go out again and meet her family. If she does not like it, then you don't want to be with her, right? If you do ask her out and she says no, then move along and stop obsessing. But do not give your strength to women. Do not give your strength to the kind of women, to the kind of obsessions about women, to the kind of things that would just continuously sap your strength and take away your strength, all right? You might have a porn addiction or some sort of lustful addiction. This is giving your strength to women. They're not even real. They're not even in your life. You're giving your strength to them. You're giving your time, your attention, your sexual energy towards them. Do not do it. That's what he's saying. You might have lots of women in your life. You might go on dates all the time. You might have a girlfriend every day of the week. You might have all sorts of stuff. Do not do that. Stop doing that. These are real women. They're not just in your head. They're not just on your computer screen. But if you are not able to treat them as a Christian gentleman should treat a Christian woman, if you cannot do that, then you're giving your strength to women in the wrong kind of way. There's something about this relationship is not strengthening you, it's weakening you. You're giving away your strength. You're obsessing over her. You're wasting yourself into this relationship, and it is going nowhere. You're taking things from her. She's taking things from you. And instead of building one another up and cultivating the soil of your relationship towards a healthy, righteous, lifelong marriage to a good woman, instead of that, you're depleting each other. You're depleting the relationship. Stop doing that. Stop using women and stop letting women use you. Okay? That is the starting point. Do not give your strength to women. Be very careful about your relationships with women. Others of you, for one reason or another, you find that all your friends are women. You have lots and lots of friends, and they're all girls. They're all women, and you're all just friends. This is also going to lead you astray. This is not turning you into more a masculine, gentleman, Christian kind of man. This is turning you into a girlfriend, and you don't want to be a girlfriend. You're a man. So stay away from that kind of relationship, too. When you find a woman, as you read Proverbs 31, who fits that profile or has the clear potential to fit that profile because you're both young and you don't know for sure yet, but she has the potential to, and the eagerness and the willingness to be that kind of woman, when you find that kind of woman, you marry her. You marry her right away. If you're a Christian man who is learning the wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit, it comes through the scriptures, and you're learning that and you're growing in that, and you find a Christian woman who is doing the same, and you hit it off and you have good chemistry together, which you can usually figure that stuff out within the first couple of dates. And then you meet her family, and her family is pointing in the same direction, and she meets yours, and they're pointing in the same direction, and you have a talk with her father, and he is supportive of this thing. Then you go get a ring, and you marry her, and you live happily ever after, and you build a new civilization together, and you have children, and you raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, meaning you give them a Christian education and a Christian household and a Christian culture in which to grow up. That's what nurture and admonition mean when Paul wrote that in Ephesians 6. And you do these things with the wife of your youth, and you love her as Christ loved the church, and you give yourself up for her, meaning you give her all your strength. You dedicate your life to her. And she, being a godly kind of woman, such as you see in Proverbs 31, she will take everything you give her and multiply it 1,000-fold. Every blessing you give her, every bit of strength that you give her, if she is the right kind of Christian wife, she will multiply that. She will support you in your mission. She will move you forward, and she will multiply your mission. So let's say your mission is to go plant a church in the middle of some jungle in Thailand. And you bring a godly wife with you, and you go plant that church. She is going to give you children and multiply it, and now you will have 5 more church planters coming out from her, just for example. A good kind of woman is going to easily and happily, and she will find joy in doing these kinds of things. And if you have a woman who's very pretty and laughs at all your jokes, but she does not support your mission or just kind of wants to take your strength for herself, then dump her. She's not the kind of woman that you need. You need the kind of woman who is going to submit under God's law. She's going to study her Bible and read it, and she's going to find great joy in being that kind of woman. And when you find her, you just marry her. You marry her quickly, and you go start civilization together. And that's what you do. And the first way to do that is to stop giving your strength to all the wrong kinds of women. Find an accountability group of men who are serious, who will talk to you about growing through and overcoming your sexual temptations that are sinful. Find a church that does these things and move forward in it. Stop obsessing over women. Stop obsessing over whether you will ever have a girlfriend or not. And the other thing is what we said in one of the other videos, is if you cannot find such a woman, then go do something. Go do something hard as a single man. Go launch an industry and hire people in your community. In the name of Jesus, give them good employment, creating wholesome and useful and good products, and hire them and see how long it takes for a good, quality Christian woman to come by that you can take notice of. A good quality Christian woman, such as the type in Proverbs 31, is going to notice a young man like that. A young man stewing in his emotions and worrying and wondering about girlfriends is not going to attract the kind of girlfriend that he really needs. And honestly, if you're looking for a girlfriend, you're probably giving your strength to women. You should be looking for a wife. If you're not prepared to get married, then you shouldn't be looking. Put yourself in a position, young men, in which you are mature enough, you have the means enough, and you are old enough to get married. And then start looking for the kind of woman that you should marry. If you are 15 years old, you should just stay out of it altogether. You are not prepared for marriage. You're not old enough. You're not mature enough. You do not have a job that can put her in a house and take care of her. You have nothing to offer. So don't give your strength to women. It's not going to work. Put yourself in a position where you can offer her something, where she can look to you and say, yes, that's the kind of man that I need. He's the Christian kind of leader. He's moving forward in the right direction. And he's strong enough to take care of me. And find that woman. And then she will multiply your strength instead of taking it. God bless you. I hope this helps you as a young man. I hope it might help you as a young woman as well, or as a parent or grandparent who might be concerned about these things as well. God bless you. We'll move forward in this in the next one.